Well, now we're on to the world of davening, of tefillah, which the next two prakim. So the first Mishnah, he's talking now about when to daven. I'll remind you, of course, that davening is the fixed shachas min chamarav are midrabbanan, and although there's a discussion in the Gemara, where do they come from? Simple bottom line explanation is the rabbis institute them, let's say in the footsteps of the avos who daven shachas min chamarav, and they set the timing of it to parallel the different korban, the two tamidin of the day, the shacharis, the daily offerings that are brought in the morning and the afternoon. That's shacharis and mincha. Marv, you mentioned, was like a rishus, because there's no actual korban, just burn the fats and so. Then it became a custom that's unbreakable now. So, the timing is this. Tefillah says shachar, the prayer of the morning, shacharis as we call it, ad chatzos, you have till midday, because you're allowed to bring the korban. the Tamid Shal Shachar, the morning Tamid, until midday. This, remember back again, we're talking about halachic day, which means either from sunrise to sunset, or from first light to last light. Either way, Chatzos is after six halachic hours, the middle. Okay, and so you should know Chatzos is exactly 12 hours after Chatzos of the night. Chatzos of the day here in midday is okay. So you have to say Shacharis by midday. Rabbi Yehuda says no. He says, ad arbashos, you have to finish it by the fourth hour, the fourth end of the fourth halachic hour. So again, if we imagine it from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., by 10 a.m. you have to be done. That is the halacha, that's the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. But b'di'evit, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees, you could say shacharis until midday, and you have to. If you overslept or you've missed it, you have to daven until midday.
Yeah.
Now, tefillas ha-mincha, as far as mincha goes, ad ha-erev, you have it. It's last one here. Okay. There's two, you've probably seen on the boards, if you've never, there's two phases to mincha, called mincha gedola and mincha katana. Okay? What happens is, they did the earliest possible time that they would allow the Beis Midrash to bring the Bein Arabayim, the Tamid that you bring in the afternoon, is at the 6.5 hours into things. 6.5 of the 12 halachic hours. Before that, it's too close to chatzos, they're afraid you've got on the wrong side of the line. And they really, in truth, only did it much later in the day, right? But sometimes they brought it earlier. For example, the most severe case is if it's Erev Pesach is also on Erev Shabbos. You have a lot to do, and you have to finish cooking your korbanol before Shabbos. So from the first 3 hours, from 6.5 till 9.5 hours, again, so if we're talking from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., from 12:30 p.m. till 3:30 p.m., that's called Mincha Gedola, okay? And then there's a second phase, which is for the next 2.5 hours, called Mincha Ketana, it's smaller, from 9:30 until, excuse me, from 3:30 until 6, right? From 9.5 hours until the 12th hour of the day. That's called Mincha Ketana. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't have to finish by Erev. Erev would mean Tzeis Kucham, the Pashas. Shulchan Aruch rules them that way, by the way, that you can say Mincha until Tzeis, not till Shkia, like we're all machmer to do, but if you live, if you live in places like London, they just seem to be much more lenient. Okay, fine, because of the timing. So Rabbi Yehuda says, ad pla mincha. He says you have until like the middle of mincha katana. So if you do the math, you figure mincha katana is 2.5 hours long, half of that plug is half, is 1.25 hours. So 1.25 hours into mincha katana is, remember, it was 3:30, and 1.25 more than that would get you to 4:45. So plug the mincha means you can say mincha until 4:45 p.m. or until 10 and 3/4 halachic hours. By the way, halacha l'maisa, the Shulchan Aruch says, everyone says you can go like either or. So when we say bring Shabbos in early, that's what we're doing. We're davening like Rabbi Yehuda's plug a mincha and already saying night begins at plug. That's 1.25 halachically before the end of the day. Fine. If you got that, that's good. And tefillas ha-erev, the evening prayers, ein la-keva, there's no set time, you have the whole night to do it. We saw till chatzos, you should do it, midrabanan for Shema, certainly. Mishel musaf and kol hayom, the musaf, like on a Shabbos, whatever it is, you have the whole day. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, ad sheva shalos, you have until the seventh hour. That's the halacha, and the Gemara doesn't say nice things about people who wait past the seventh hour. But if you did, so then you certainly can and should say musaf until the end of until Shkia. Very good. Okay, Yashkar, so we're on